Good Wednesday morning, church. Well, let's continue in our study of what is one of the most important chapters in the whole Bible, which explains what the resurrection is all about. So we'll be studying, we're continuing our study, I should say, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And obviously somebody from Corinth had sent a letter to Paul asking him several questions. And in this passage, Paul responds to the questions, how can the dead be raised to life and what kind of body will they have? And Paul says that our earthly bodies will be changed into eternal and spiritual bodies. So let's get right at it. Someone will ask, how can the dead be raised to life and what kind of body will they have? You fool, when you plant a seed in the ground, it does not sprout to life unless it dies. And what you plant is a bare seed, perhaps a grain of wheat or some other grain, not the full-bodied plant that will later grow up. God provides that seed which for the body he wishes, and he gives each seed its own proper body. And the flesh of living things is not all the same kind of flesh. Humans have one kind of flesh, animals another, birds another, and fish another. And there are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. The beauty of that belongs to heavenly bodies is different from the beauty that belongs to earthly bodies. The sun has its own beauty. The moon has another beauty. The stars, a different beauty. And even among the stars, there are different kinds of beauty. This is how it will be when the dead are raised to life. When the body is buried, it is mortal. When it is raised, it will be immortal. When buried, it is ugly and weak. When raised, it will be beautiful and strong. When buried, it is a physical body. When raised, it will be a spiritual body. There is, of course, a spiritual body, so also there has to be a spiritual body. For the scripture says, the first man, Adam, was created a living being, but the last Adam is a life-giving spirit. It is not the spiritual that comes first, but the physical, and then the spiritual. The first Adam, made of earth, came from the earth. The second Adam came from heaven. Those who belong to the earth are like the ones who were made of the earth. Those who are of heaven are like the one who came from heaven. Just as we wear the likeness of the man of earth, so we will wear the likeness of the man from heaven. What I mean, friends, is that what is made of flesh and blood cannot share in God's kingdom, and what is mortal cannot possess immortality. Listen to this secret truth. We shall not all die, but when the last trumpet sounds, we shall all be changed in an instant, as quickly as the blinking of an eye. For when the trumpet sounds, the dead will be raised, never to die again, and we shall all be changed. For what is mortal must be changed into what is immortal. What will die must be changed into what cannot die. For when this takes place and the mortal has been changed into the immortal, then the scripture will come true, death is destroyed, victory is complete. Where death is your victory, where death is your power to hurt. Death gets its power to hurt from sin, and sin gets its power from the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, my dear friends, stand firm and steady. Keep busy always in your work for the Lord, since you know that nothing you do in the Lord's service is ever useless. And our key verse for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52. When the trumpet sounds, the dead will be raised, never to die again, and we shall all be changed. You know, Paul teaches that those who are raised to life from death will have a completely new body. How can that hope help each one of us as we live our lives here on this earth? Doesn't that give you hope, especially when we're going through difficult times? Let us pray. Holy God, we yearn to experience a taste of your realm here on earth, even as we look toward eternal life with you. May my words and actions this day help to bring a glimpse of heaven to this present world, even as I wait for your future glory. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end today. Again, keep your eyes open for what God is doing out there in your everyday life. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.